Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We begin this hour with the border. Todd Bensman is with the Center for Immigration Studies, a senior fellow. Todd's been on our show a number of times before. He does great reporting on what's really going on at the U.S.-Mexico border, particularly at Ground Zero, which is the state of Texas. It's a tremendously large border with the country of Mexico. Todd is in Austin now, but of course he has been monitoring the border and doing stories about what's going on, particularly with the smuggling operations of the cartels. Todd, welcome back to the John and Ken Show.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. So tell us, your latest investigations apparently have something to do with the sophisticated infrastructure that the cartels have to collect payments from families. And one thing I just wanted to ask you, this is still big business, smuggling operations, because the more we hear about people coming in, quote, that apply for asylum and they use an app and they get permission to be in the U.S., and there's still a lot of smuggling operations.
Well, just a few years ago, ICE intelligence was testifying before Congress that maybe they were earning about $500 million, $500 billion, in 2018, 2017, 2019, in that era. A lot of money, actually, you know, $500 million a year in human smuggling. Their big business was dope. But now, or like as of 2021, by the end of 2021, they were at about $13 billion. Big booming industry, the human smuggling business, with the border crisis that started up on Inauguration Day and has never quit. It's only escalated continuously, and there's a lot of money there. I came back from the border on Friday. I was down in the Fronton, Roma area. If anybody wants to Google where that is, there are little towns down there on the border that you never heard of. But lots and lots of Central American families coming across, Hondurans and Guatemalans and Salvadorans. Huge numbers of them, actually. Big spike in that, in those categories. And I'm, you know, with them in the middle of the night as they're turning themselves into Border Patrol, because they get processed right into the country. So you have a lot of time to just sort of hang out with them. And I just started asking them, well, because just across in Mexico right there is CDN territory. That's one of the big cartels, vicious, brutal cartel, and nobody crosses their territory without paying.
Oh.
And so I asked them, what'd you pay? What, one after another, and they all were charged $9,000 for one parent with one kid, and it would be $15,000 if there were, you know, one parent and two kids, or two parents and one kid. And it kind of went up from there.
Do they know this by the time they get there? I mean, how do they get that much money to get to get to that point? Do they come with that much money knowing they're going to have to pay somebody?
Well, the thing is, Hondurans and Guatemalans are so poor that they can't afford that. So all of these people that I talked to told me that they had gone into debt to the cartels, that they had paid nothing down at all. They just had to give the cartels information about where they live and where their families are, and that they make arrangements for payment after they get to the U.S. and start working. And so, you know, these poor families are just kind of in hock for $9,000 right off the bat. One of them, a couple with kids, told me that their fee was $15,000, and they managed to sell all their property and everything, television, cars, everything. And they paid $7,500 down, but they still owe $7,500. They plan to pay that off. Well, how does that work? In a variety of ways. The cartels have representatives in their hometowns and in their areas. And if the money doesn't come, it gets wired down to the old village, to their relatives there. And then those relatives in the foreign village pay the cartels. That's how that works for the most part.
Right.
I did speak to some that were going to L.A., actually, and they were going to work in L.A., and they were going to pay their cartel representative in L.A. So it does work that way, too.
There is a cartel rep in L.A. that collects, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They've got a financial services arm.
Is it interest free, or the payment that they quote is just all that they want to collect, or do they add on any interest if you take this over time?
Yeah, no, there's interest. Yeah, if it takes a long time, they're having to pay more. A lot of them were kind of like unclear. They didn't seem to care what it cost or anything about that. They just wanted to get in, and then they'll just worry about all the rest of that stuff later. They said that well, what happens if you don't pay? And they're like, well, I guess they could kill us, you know.
Yeah, so, or their family, right, back in the village, right?
That's right. Or maybe beat them up or do something to them here in the U.S.
Yeah, these guys don't kid around. I mean, they got to take that seriously.
That's right. It's not like you can file a lawsuit for unpaid debt, these guys.
Right, that's right. You can declare bankruptcy and go to court. No, no, no. They're right. Going to get their money one way or another. They're going to squeeze it out of you or your family back home. This is terrifying. I mean, the numbers that you're citing. And, you know, something else I'm sure you picked up on, you mentioned it in your first report there, that they're coming now from all over the world, that the pattern in the past was Mexico, Central America, but now we're getting people from South America and the other parts of the world, aren't we?
Well, they're about 40% of everybody that reaches our border now. It used to be like 5%, but like 40% of everybody who's reaching the border are from countries other than Central America and Mexico. So they're coming from about 160 other places. I've met them from everywhere. I've met Dagestanis, Kyrgyzstanis, Uzbekistanis, Afghans, Syrians. I've met probably a representative from every nation on the continent of Africa. I would say, go ahead, name some countries, and I'll tell you if I met them. They're like, Burkina Faso. Yep, I've met Burkina Fasoans, or whatever they call them.
Yeah, whatever you would call them, right. Do you think that, and you mentioned this too as you were introducing this report, that it started with the advent of the Biden administration, that what, there was a call, the word really does go out around the world that you have a much better chance of getting into the U.S. and staying there with this new administration?
Well, you know, remember, they campaigned hard and loud and long for many months on the debate stages saying that they were going to open the border, that they were going to welcome in everybody. They were going to set things up so that, you know, the Trump policies that were kind of keeping people home, that they were going to reverse those on the very first day. And then they followed through. They just started letting everybody come in and releasing everybody. And once they started releasing people at the border, man, it was on. You couldn't stop it. I mean, and they didn't even try to stop it. So that's pretty much what happened. If you let people in, then everybody will come in. If you shut them down,
word gets out. Exactly right. That's right.
Right.
That's right. Word gets out to other people around. I mean, there's a network that just communicates these things because a lot of people are desperate to get to the United States. Did you run into anybody whose family or anybody they know had actually suffered the consequences of the cartels for not paying up?
Well, I've met a lot of immigrants that claim to be victims of cartel abuses while they were on their way in. Lots of stories of, you know, women being raped. I'd have people, you know, run up to me saying that, you know, pointing just down the street, the cartel's right there and they just beat us up. And, you know, things like that. So, I mean, it's if you're going to come into cartel country on purpose, you know, you're taking that risk. I mean, that's on you, man. You're bringing your family in. You're going to, you know, take that risk. So, they will hurt you, but not enough so that the majority just stay away, because that's bad for business. So most immigrants just have a fine time. They pay, they get pushed over, and it works. They get the Biden administration within a day or two has them up in Chicago or New York or wherever, L.A. Lots of them go to L.A. And, you know, everybody wins. So that's most of it. That's mostly what happens.
All right, Todd, thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate it. And good reporting, as usual, from the border.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That's the Center for Immigration Studies senior fellow, Todd Benzman. He's in Austin, Texas, but he has been back and forth to the border with firsthand reports. And this one was about the smuggling operation that the cartels have and collecting from people trying to cross the border. It's not so much getting them to the border from their home countries. As Todd said, when they get near the border, they're told, hey, you're not crossing until you make an agreement to pay us thousands and thousands of dollars. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. John Cobalt, On Demand, the podcast. You know, every once in a while, I see a piece. You know, we've tried to keep a laser focus on reality. It's very difficult. It's extremely difficult in this media culture to keep your eye on what's in front of your eyes, what you can see with your eyes, because everybody is lying to you. Everybody is trying to BS you with nonsense. And one of the things that's been excruciating for this year is the inflation rate has been crazy. And then you turn on the television and you see all these partisan lying reporters and anchors and partisan lying economists and partisan lying politicians. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Sometimes when I get mad, I start sneezing.
Oh.
It's very strange. And so you get all these guys lying and saying, well, you know, actually the inflation rate is not that bad. The inflation rate is coming down. I really don't understand why the public thinks the economy is so terrible. We have some statistics here. Yeah, I know you have some statistics. You have a lot of lying statistics, misleading statistics. So you're intentionally cherry picking lying, misleading statistics. You know, the game. Everybody knows how the game is played, and nobody believes you anymore. And there's a guy though for Atlantic Magazine, Gilad Edelman. He calls it the English muffin test. And this is what we've been talking about for months. Prices in the grocery stores have gone way up, far more than the inflation rate you hear all the time, because the inflation rate is made up of many, many factors, some of which you rarely encounter. For example, it includes the rising price of housing or the rising price of rents. But none of us buy a new apartment every day or rent a new apartment every day. We're locked into our mortgage payment or our lease payment. And so that stays static for the length of the mortgage or the lease. And that, if you're buying something new compared to 5 years ago, yeah, it's way up. And that would signal a big inflation increase. But it's the day-to-day stuff, such as food in the grocery store. Do you know that groceries in 2022 went up 12%? The inflation rate wasn't 6%. It's 12% for groceries. And in a lot of categories, it's even bigger than that. So this guy was writing, and he's looking at a poll, and he said only 20% of the people think the economy has gotten better over the last year. And it's like, why is this? You know, the gross domestic product is up, you know, 4 to 5% on an annual basis. Unemployment is at near record lows. Incomes are rising. They were, at least for a little while. Why are people so unhappy? And I kept saying, because you go to the grocery store, you go to the gas station, and the prices are out of control. And even if inflation slows down, or even if it stops, you still have the same price increase staring at you. And that people have not adjusted to 2023 pricing. In their heads, they have 2019 pricing. And for this guy, he said it came to the English muffins. He writes, early in the pandemic, I got in the habit of making an egg and cheese sandwich for breakfast pretty much every day. I remember a six-pack of Thomas's English muffins costing about $3.50 at the time. Today, he went to his nearby Wegmans grocery store, and it was $5.59. He went to the Safeway, it was $5.29. And he said, an economist would tell me that I shouldn't worry about it because I changed jobs during the pandemic and my income has risen more than enough to easily cover the extra $2 a week on English muffins. But he said, still, I can't bring myself to buy them. The price, a higher price of English muffins just feels wrong. So I settle for cheaper, inferior brands while waiting in vain for the Thomas muffins to go back under $5. Or he goes to Target. For some reason, they're still only $3.49 there. And so he was thinking, maybe this is why people are so pissed off about the economy and pissed off with Biden. It's not about these arcane unemployment numbers, GDP percentages. It's that you go to the grocery store. I mean, you know, one bag of groceries, it's like $50. Have you noticed that?
Oh, my God. And I just get vegetables.
And I'm reading him this morning. I'm thinking, okay, good. There's two guys, me and Gilad. We both figured this out. It's going to the grocery store and seeing the prices. Vegetables went up.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's terrible. No, meat went way up.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, so I go and I buy a steak at the grocery store. I can afford to buy a steak. But after the price went way up, I just wouldn't do it. I started buying smaller steaks. Really, I did. I bought a steak like half the size of the one I would normally get. Which is enough for me anyway.
I was going to say, it's probably better for you.
But the point is like, even when you have the money, when you have a quick price increase that doesn't go back down, I guess it depends how you grew up. I mean, I grew up lower middle class. And I see prices on things that I just can't do it.
There's been a recent trend on Twitter where people will take pictures of their groceries and they're saying this is $100 worth of groceries. And it's like 6-7 items.
Yeah. That's how I feel. I see the price because I don't always look at the prices as I'm buying them off the rack, because off the shelf, because I just want to go quickly. But I get to the register. I see the price and they hand me one bag. And it's like, what? That's $82 in one bag. And I didn't get anything exotic. And so that's why. And the thing is, I don't know how, you know, I drive around and I listen to the cable news channels and I hear all these debates and arguments about the economy. Well, Joe Biden's economy, actually, he's not getting enough credit for Bidenomics. It's like, you moron, it's about the price of the English muffins. And you're not going to change people's minds. You know, you unleashed a massive amount of government spending. You're giving the money away for free. So what happens? If people have lots of extra money, that bids up the price of ordinary goods. And it's not going back down. Have you ever heard of deflation? I don't think we've never had a sustained period of deflation. Once prices go up, that's it. You know, the price of English muffins is going to be $5.59 for the rest of our lives. It's not going to go back to $3.50. And then I hear economists go, well, you really don't want deflation. I mean, it's like, all right, you got an answer for everything, don't you? And by the way, all those economists, none of them predicted that the inflation rate was going to shoot up as high as it did. I didn't hear any of these geniuses predict that English muffins were going to go to $5.59 a six-pack. None of them. It's amazing how many people, they have advanced degrees, they have masters, they have doctorates, they're on television, they write in prestigious journals, they're quoted by politicians, they're testifying at Congress, and they are full of crap. I mean, just universally full of crap. But the TV stations need guests, and the newspapers and magazines and news sites need somebody to write columns to fill their stuff, and the Congress needs witnesses. So everybody just keeps talking, 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 and they have no idea what they're saying. And they're wrong. They're always wrong. Nobody predicted this. Okay, we've got more coming up on the John Cobalt Show.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the air from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. Well, put your food down. It looks like the California government is going to be sending treated poop water to your faucets, whether you like it or not. It's going to be wastewater. It's going to be circulated, and they're claiming it's even cleaner than regular tap water, which in L.A., the regular tap water tastes pretty filthy. But now you're going to get actual filthy water. Unless you trust the government, then maybe it's crystal clear. I'm sure you trust the government equipment, the maintenance, the employees who work in the system. Let's get Alex Stone from ABC News. Explain what this is about.
Let me make you a clean, fresh glass here. Here you go, John. Enjoy that. Drink up, because welcome to California. Yeah, this. So they today the California Water Board. It was a unanimous decision. They all voted for it a couple hours ago that wastewater can be used as drinking water, that they can turn it around. Colorado did it first about a year ago. They approved it. The astronauts have been doing it for a while. Even they admit they got to get in the mindset that today's coffee is tomorrow's coffee as it turns around and you drink it again. You're right that they say that once they begin processing this, it gets treated for all pathogens and viruses, that it goes beyond what regular drinking water has been cleaned for. They even strip it of all minerals and have to put the minerals back into it, that they say they take everything out before it goes to the regular water treatment plant, so that they say it's quite clean. But the vote today, a couple hours ago,
the item is adopted. The vote is unanimous, and appreciate everyone's just incredible work to get us to this point. So much more work as well. If I had a balloon drop.
Yeah, he says he would use a balloon drop.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. This guy's authorizing poop water, and he wants a balloon drop? Who is this character? What's his name?
Oh, I don't know. The chairman of the California Water Board.
The chairman of the I'm going to look that guy
up. Toilet to tap is what it's typically known as. It's expensive to do it, so only the bigger cities are expected to begin doing it. San Diego looks like they're going to go first. They have for years been working on a plant to help recycle. They want half of their city's water to be recycled wastewater coming out of the tap by 2035. And so at the board meeting today, John, they said, look, pretty much all Americans are drinking recycled wastewater already and don't know it, that it's not advertised. You don't know what's in that river that they're pulling water out of. Saying this,
and anyone out there on the Mississippi River, anyone out there on the Colorado River, anywhere out there taking drinking water downstream from a wastewater treatment plant discharge, which I promise you you're all doing, is already drinking toilet to tap.
And they said, so wherever your water comes from, it's probably got wastewater in it anyway, whether it be the Great Lakes or the Mississippi or the Colorado, depending on, you know, where somebody is in the country. And that if you're pulling out of a lake or a river, that even if there's not wastewater in it, there's all kinds of other things that they say that they are cleaning this before it goes to the treatment plant.
But we have 10 million people who have pooped into, let's say, the L.A. County water system. People don't poop into the Great Lakes or into the Mississippi River for the most part.
For the most part,
all right,
yeah.
The concentration of human waste in the sewage system and these wastewater treatment plants is overwhelming. That's just nonsense.
Yeah. Well, they jokingly admitted that recycled wastewater, they know it goes by all kinds of names. Yeah, some I can think of as well. But
you know, amongst toilet to tap, there are also some recent alliterations like flush to faucet and other creative ways that folks have brought this up.
So
he thinks it's funny. He's giving me a glass of someone else's poo water, and he thinks it's funny. He's got all these jokes.
They saw the comedy in it today as well. But so California is going to require that the water agencies will have to tell you that they're going to begin sending cleaned wastewater to your tap. You probably won't have a lot of say in it, but they're going to tell you that. And until now, they've been able to use this stuff for ice skating rinks. So don't lick the ice skating rink. Irrigation, you know, where they got the purple faucet things, you know, sprinklers showing that it's recycled water. Man-made snow up at the ski resorts, whether it be in Tahoe or in Mammoth or in Big Bear.
Oh, my God, it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah, but now it'll be able to come out of your tap. It's going to be a little while, but they're allowed to do it.
What if there's a malfunction in the system?
Well, they say there's a lot of checks and balances on this thing, that it goes through so many steps. I mean, I guess it could be like water that we're drinking right now. How do you know that they're actually filtering everything out of what's coming from Northern California or down the Colorado River, depending on where one's water comes from? But
do they give you a glass? Oh,
I have not tried it. There is, though, in the Bay Area, in the Silicon Valley, they've got a lab set up where they do exactly that. They bring in tours and show, here's how it works, and here is a glass of fresh water, and you know, drink up right there and enjoy that clean water.
Who's going to volunteer for that?
A lot of people do. They try it and they drink it. Pretty soon, you're going to be volunteering for it every time you turn on your tap.
No, I'm getting rid of my tap. I'm getting rid of my water service.
So when you have garlic the night before and wonder why your water smells... Oh, no, never mind.
Yeah.
That was gross. I'm sorry.
You're disgusting. All right, Alex. Thanks very much.
Later, John.
Alex Stone. ABC News for KFI here. I'm just reading a story on this. It's because they have spent so many decades massively mismanaging the water system that they're now trying to, I guess this is a way to force you into water conservation. Just make the water, the concept of drinking the water so gross and disgusting, you just stop using water. I mean, you're going to be showering in this now too, right?
I guess you're going to not be sitting in your shower and on the, your thinking bench for a long time anymore.
Oh, my shower bench? No, yeah. I'm not. No. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to douse myself in bleach every day. This is just so. Yeah, one of the news sources here pulls out all the hysteria. California has been through multiple extreme droughts, the driest 3-year period on record. California's normal weather is years of drought followed by several years of monsoons, like this coming week. I have looked in detail at all the records that the state has going back to about 1871, especially Los Angeles, the rainfall records. There is kind of a pattern where you do have frequently several years of dry weather, followed sometimes by several years of very wet weather, and these things seem to be bunched together. So there's some kind of ultra cycle out there somewhere, where storms are steered into Los Angeles and Orange County for a period of a few years, and then they are steered well to the north of us, for example, and they go to the Pacific Northwest, or they go to San Francisco. It's normal. The climate change is normal, but they're screaming so much hysteria and trying to basically bully you, frighten into you, drinking other people's toilet water. I'm not standing for this. I would rather dehydrate and die. I mean, in Orange County, they revolted a few years ago. Or is everybody so beaten down? Everyone's gives up now. It's like, oh, you're gonna send me viruses and bacteria? Oh, good. Somebody else's viruses and bacteria, even better. And I don't care what they keep claiming. I don't believe them. They lied too many times during the pandemic. I don't automatically believe anything. Nobody should automatically believe anything. No experts, no nothing. What am I reading here? In fact, just to that point, let me see. I don't know if I can find it now. Here we go. Daily Mail has this, okay? Just keep this in mind. Is this the smoking gun for the COVID lab leak? Blueprint for creating a SARS COVID virus with an altered spike protein in Wuhan was published in 2018. American and Chinese scientists proposed experimenting with spike proteins. This program was not selected for a grant. The project did not move forward, but they were discussing it, planning for it, trying to get funding for it. It was a plan. And the only reason we have this story is through Freedom of Information Act requests. It was a plan to engineer spike proteins to infect human cells, and it would be inserted into the SARS-CoV backbones at the Wuhan Virology Lab, December of 2018. A year later, the Wuhan virus emerged. So I wonder if this project was officially killed and not funded, but behind the scenes, it was waved through. They just didn't want anything on the record. They didn't want to publicize it. You know, they gave themselves plausible deniability. It's like, no. Can't you see, according to the record, we denied funding for that. We killed that project. Well, apparently you didn't kill the project. So pardon me for not trusting that this poop water is going to be pure and pristine. Okay, we've got more coming up on the John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, we've talked a lot in the last year or so. It's become the hot new topic, getting rid of your gas stove. The climate fanatics, of course, spent a lot of years trying to get you out of your car. Well, they probably hit a bump there that they can't quite get over right now, although they're coming up with ideas like mileage taxes, which they keep pushing. But so the next thing that they're thinking about is the gas stove. Well, there's an offshoot to this story, and it's going to take us to New York City. And it involves probably one of the most treasured precious food items for New York City people who live there and visit there, and that's the pizza. And the war there concerns the coal and the wood-fired ovens that make the pizza. That's what makes the pizza the best. Anybody who professionally cooks pizza can tell you, or bakes it, can tell you it is critical that you have just the right oven to cook the dough and the ingredients. Well, New York City is coming after coal and wood-fired ovens, and it's got the pizza people really worked up. The New York City Department of Environmental Protection has drafted new rules that would order these pizza places using these decades-old baking method to slice carbon emissions by up to 75%. The statement from one of their spokesholes, Ted Timbers, is all New Yorkers deserve to breathe healthy air, and wood and coal-fired stoves are among the largest contributors of harmful pollutants in neighborhoods with poor air quality. Oh, they've got to be kidding me. This is very similar to the gas stove argument. This common sense rule developed with restaurant and environmental justice groups, there's the key words, environmental justice groups, requires a professional review of whether installing emissions controls is feasible. So the rule would require pizzerias with ovens installed prior to May of 2016 to buy emission control devices. The owner of one Brooklyn pizza place says he's already thrown out $20,000 on an air filter system in anticipation of the new mandate. Others are saying this is just too much money for us to spend on pollution control equipment for something as, I mean, they're coming after pizza in New York City, trying to slash carbon emissions from wood and coal-fired stoves. Unbelievable. We have some audio. We're actually going to begin. I did see this guy who's gone kind of viral. It's a conservative man who lives in New York City. It's like being a conservative guy in San Francisco. His name is Scott Lobato, and he made the news because he took his protest right to New York City City Hall. And he started tossing pizzas over the fence at City Hall. And here is part of his rant.
The woke idiots who run this city are doing everything in their power to destroy it. We have naked men with their bouncing around all over the city yesterday in public in front of children. We have the most violent raging crime rate ever. We are being invaded by illegal immigrants who are being treated way better than our homeless veterans, our teachers, and first responder heroes who were fired, still not compensated, because they didn't take the Fauci injection. Our city schools produce the dumbest kids, and the woke punks who run New York City are afraid of pizza? The world used to respect New Yorkers as tough, thick-skinned, and gritty. Now we have become... It's a damn shame. You heard of the Boston Tea Party? Well, this is the Boston, New York. This is the New York Pizza Party. Give us pizza or give us death. Give us pizza or give us death.
Well,
give us pizza or give us death.
There's the chant.
Give us pizza.
Or give us pizza or give us death. Well, he put everything in there in the revolution against the woke.
That's what this city keeps doing. Can't have a small business. Can't have pizza. New York City is nothing without pizza. The Boston Tea Party, this is the New York Pizza Party. Gotta do my thing, man.
Now, a city official said that under 100 restaurants would be impacted. A pizza restaurateur told the New York Post that there are negotiations underway with the Department of Environmental Protection to maybe grandfather in or exempt dozens of coal and wood-fired pizza joints from the mandate. I mean, I went out to a pretty really good pizza place, and you know it's a good place that takes it very seriously because the menu has all the different kinds of pizza that you can get, Chicago style or Detroit style or New York, and it's different ovens the way they do this, because it's a whole different technique. This restaurateur said, this is an unfunded mandate. It's going to cost us a fortune, not to mention ruining the taste of the pizza, which could totally destroy the product. He said, if you bleep around with the temperature in the oven, you're going to change the taste. That pipe, that chimney, It's that size to create the perfect updraft. It keeps the temperature perfect. It's an art as much as a science. You take away the char, the thing that makes the pizza taste great, you kill the whole thing. And for what? You really think you're changing the environment with these 8 or 9 pizza ovens? That's, of course, the overriding point. I mean, the madness that has infected California has made its way to many other states, including New York City, where now they're worried about emissions from pizza ovens. You have got to be kidding me. He's exactly right. And again, the total emissions of California, New York together, is a fraction of the world's emissions. This is absolutely incredible. One other resident said, just tell Al Gore to take one less private jet or something like that.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck. Your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/Parity Flex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.